baptized by the transmission of Avraham, and as Esau begot Legargaram. Somebody brings his olives up to the roof in order to dry out the olive, even if he stacks the olives and amahat, so that when the top olive starts sweating, the olives on bottom of the become very wet. They become saturated from the liquid that comes out of the olives on top of them. Even so, that liquid is not makshir the olives, does not cause the olives to be susceptible to becoming tummy. The reason being, as was said before, the liquid is only makshir eichel. If you're nichle, if you desire that liquid, and in this case, he does not desire the liquid that's coming out of them, as he wants the olives to dry out, so that he'll eventually eat them. And when he takes the olives from the root, if he sees that they're liquidy, that they're still damp, he's going to dry them off. So he doesn't want that liquid, so that liquid is not makshir the olives, and the olives would not become tummy. But if he first put the olives inside the house, in order that they will shrivel, as he eventually wants to bring them up to the roof so that they'll sweeten in the sun. And in that case, he does want the liquid that comes out of them when he puts them in the house, in order that when he eventually puts them on the roof, they'll be sweet. Or if he puts them on the roof so that they'll shrivel up and become sweet, or that they will crack open in the roof. In such a case, the liquid that comes out of them is makshir the zeisim, as in this case he does want the liquid to come out of them, and since he wants to sweeten the olives in the sun, the liquid that comes out of them enhances the flavor of the olives, so therefore, since he wants the liquid is makshir the olives, and the olives do become susceptible to becoming tummy. Nasana babayas, achi shamer skago, o achi olichan lamakam acher, eina mukshar. If he puts the olives in the house, then he wants to keep the olives in the house until he sets up a guard post on the roof, that he wants somebody to guard the olives when he puts them up on the roof. And he puts them in the house in the interim until he sets up a guard post on the roof. Or he puts them in the house in the interim until he has a chance to bring the olives to different places. He wants to bring the olives somewhere else. In such a case, any liquid that comes out of them is not makshir the olives. And even though he eventually wants to put the olives out so that they will be sweetened in the sun, so he wants the makshir to come out of them, and that will enhance the flavor. But in this case, since he's not putting them on the roof right now, he needs a little time before he puts them on the roof. So he doesn't want the liquid to come out of the olives just yet, as he doesn't want the olives to get ruined from the liquid before he has a chance to put them on the roof. So therefore, he does not desire the mashkin to come out of the olives in this case, so therefore, that mashkin is not mashkin the olives. Somebody has put olives into the matzah, into the kli, in which the olives soften up before they are pressed. And we have said previously that if he has not yet completing all the olives that he wants to put into the matzah, the olives that are now in the matzah would not be makshir to be makabel tumah. The mashkin that comes out of them would not be makshir them, would not make them susceptible to be makabel tumah, as he does not want that mashkin to come out of them yet until all the olives are put into the matzah. But if at some point he decides to take out enough olives to press one time, or enough olives to press two times, that even though he hasn't yet completed putting all the olives that he wants to put in the matzah, and in the meantime, he wants to take out some of the olives from the matzah to press them. Beishami said, when he takes out the olives from the matzah that he wants to press, he can take them out with the kli that is tameh. But when he covers up the olives that are left in the matzah, after he had pressed some of the olives, he must cover them with the kli that is tameh. As a shameh hold, that since the olives that are now in the matzah are not yet mukshir to be makabel tumah, since the liquid that comes out of them is not makshir them. So he can even use a kli that is tameh in order to take out the olives that he wants to press. But after he takes out those olives, now the liquid that comes out from the olives that are remaining would be makshir the olives to be makabel tumah. As even though we said that until you put all the olives that you want to put into the matzah, the liquid that comes out of them is not makshir them, but in this case, since he had a change of heart and took out some of the olives to be pressed, now we do say that the liquid that comes out of them would be makshir them, and therefore, when he goes back and covers up the olives, he must use a kli that's tar, according to Beis Shammai. And so, I'm Ramach Machapa Betumah. Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, even though you've had a change of heart and taken out some of the olives from the matzah to be pressed, that doesn't change the status of the olives that are remaining in the matzah. And since you still intend to put more olives in the matzah, the olives that are remaining in the matzah, the liquid that comes out of that would not be makshir them. So according to Beis Hillel, even after you've taken out the olive to be pressed, go back and cover the olives that are remaining with the kli, which is tameh, as the olives that are remaining are not mukshar to be mekabel tumah, they cannot become tameh from the kli that you cover them with. Rabbi Yossi Omer Chayfer beKadumah Shel Matzchus Umaylach LeBeis Abad beTumah. Rabbi Yossi goes one step further than Beis Hillel. As according to Beis Hillel, only if you take out some of the olives from the matzah to be pressed do we say that the olives that are remaining are not mukshar to be mekabel tumah. The liquid that comes out of them does not yet mukshar them to be mekabel tumah, since you plan on putting more olives into the matzah. But Beis Hillel would agree that if you would take all the zeitun from the matzah to be pressed, that those zeitun would now become mukshar from the liquid that comes out of them. And since you've totally changed your mind and you've decided not to add olives to the matzah, so now you want the liquid coming out of them, so therefore the liquid that comes out of them now would be mukshar them according to Beis Hillel. But Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi holds, even if you've totally changed your mind and you've decided not to add olives to the matzah, and now you're going to take all the olives that are in the matzah to be pressed, even so, the matzah that comes out of them would not be mukshar them. And since originally you had thought you were going to add olives to the matzah, and therefore you didn't want the liquid coming out of them, even though you've changed your mind and you've decided to take all the olives from the matzah, they're still not going to be mukshar them in mekabel tumah. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, you can dig out the olives that are in the matzah to take them to the press with a metal shovel. With a metal shovel that had become tameh from a maize. And that is a very severe tumah. As a metal kli which becomes tameh from a maize has the status of the tumah of the maize itself, even so you can use such a shovel to dig out the zeitun from the matzah and bring them to the Beis Abad with this tameh metal shovel. And since originally you had thought you were going to add olives to the matzah, even though now you've changed your mind and you're digging out all the olives from the matzah to bring them to the Beis Abad, those olives are not susceptible to become tameh, and therefore you can use that tameh metal shovel to bring them to the Beis Abad, and the olives would not become tameh from that shovel.